Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I'll tell you, Ken, this has been a week, my friend. Out of all the weeks, I am so glad we have a guest that brought 3+ cases of beer.
I tell you, it's Christmas came early this year. Thank you, Lord, for this bounty we are about to receive.
It's funny, the receptionists at the front actually stopped them on their way back. It's like, no, let these guys in. You just fast-track them back to the studio.
Yeah, those are not suspicious packages.
It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. It's Jeremy with me, as always, our San Diego indie beer evangelist, Mr. Ken Wright, and our guest of honor tonight, St. Archer Brewing, doing our yearly show. I think it was about this time last year.
Yeah.
A new cast of characters tonight. We've got Greg, the man behind R&D at St. Archer Brewing. Welcome.
Hello.
We've got Don. I have deemed you Mr. Okay. Marketing for this evening.
I will take that.
Mr. Marketing.
And then sitting quietly in the corner, the lady responsible for all the PR, we've got Danny. So welcome to the program. Great to have you here. Thanks for bringing all the beer.
Of course. Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
I've been watching your social media because I knew it was coming. I'm on such a kick for Mexican style lagers. Just everybody has a slightly different take on them. Everybody's got a slightly different influence, and I know you guys had just rolled out Mexican Lager.
Yes.
Is that what's in front of me right now?
That is what's in front of you right now.
That's one of the five beers we're going to drink tonight.
We're going to start it off with the Mexican Lager.
Yes, because Ken...
I already drank mine. Was I not supposed to do that?
Ken actually warmed us up with a little bit of Bohemia. That was
Bohemia, that is my authentic, as in from Mexico... Mexican lager. I love that one. So good.
Oh, this might change your mind a little bit.
Ooh.
Hello, gorgeous. All right, this is St. Archer Mexican Lager. Just straight up Mexican Lager.
Straight up Mexican Lager. Keep it easy for everybody.
You guys have been around for how long? 6 years now?
Coming up on 6, yeah.
Why have you waited this long to make a beer this good?
I think we're all fans, you know?
Who isn't a fan is the question.
And that's the thing, is that people amongst the brewing community are being more drawn to these than IPAs right now, because we've been drinking IPAs for 10 years.
Yeah, I think it's kind of like a natural evolution of beer drinking. You know, I think you start with your domestic lagers, you move on to something that's a little more flavorful, ambers and maybe IPAs that are sessionable, and then eventually I feel like you're talking about, you get kind of burnt out on those kind of styles and you end up falling back into something a little more sessionable and light.
So give me some stats on this beer. It's a beautiful color. I'm sensing just a little bit of corn in there.
Yeah, so we kind of took a slightly standard approach to Mexican style lagers. We did German Pilsner, German Vienna, and flake corn. So that's where you're getting that residual sweetness from.
There's also a crispness on the front end of it.
Yeah, we like to carb the hell out of it, make it nice and crispy.
Yeah, I like it. The alcohol gets into your bloodstream more quickly if you carb the hell out of
this,
it.
This has got to be a low ABV beer.
Under 4, I think it's right about 4.8.
That means I can have another one.
Jesus, Ken, that's woo! Number 3, dude.
Going to town.
You realize the show just started, right?
Don't judge me.
Don't answer that. We're
going to
play
this
song.
Hydrated.
We come back. We've got another brand new beer, St. Archer, just rolled out on the Rock and Roll Happy Hour. It's all 94.9. It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour. It's Jeremy. With me, as always, our San Diego indie beer evangelist, Mr. Ken Wright. We've got R&D man, Greg, and we've got Don from St. Archer Brewing right here in San Diego. We just finished a brand new beer to the lineup, the Mexican Lager. And I must say, one of the things we didn't cover was the can of the beer is a very, very, very cool color. And there's inspiration behind that, wasn't there?
Yeah, absolutely. So since this is a Mexican Lager, since we're neighbors with Mexico, so we take the can's from the Sea of Cortez, that blue color that you get once to get into that side of the Baja, Mexico. It's just what inspired us and what we want to pay ode to Mexico.
Spent a lot of time there drinking beer, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
That's where the vaquitas live. You know about the vaquitas?
Do I?
Yeah, they're little tiny porpoises that live in the Sea of Cortez. There's only like 2 of them left.
Dude, you with your whole zoology degree, sometimes blow my mind the things that come out of your mouth.
That's what I'm here for.
All right, so this next beer, we've shifted from a very clear yellow beer to something of, this looks like, I don't know, what the hell is this?
This is our new seasonal release of Razzleberry Goes. It's a goes with raspberries and blackberry puree.
Can anybody who doesn't know what a goes is, because it's becoming more common.
A lot more common.
But what is it exactly?
A goes or a goza, so you don't confuse it with a goose, something entirely different.
True.
Read the write-up, kids. Goza is a very old style German beer that is tart and often has a pinch of salt in it, and favored by cyclists, marathon runners, really anybody who wants to be refreshed and get those electrolytes back into their system.
It's like beer as a recharge?
This is basically Gatorade, only way better.
Stop it. You're giving me license to do way too much drinking. So was this something you came up with in part of the R&D program?
Yeah, this was brewed on the R&D program, yes. The five-barrel pilot system we have inside the brewery, yep.
How did this recipe start out? Did you just always want to make a goes?
Yeah, we started off blackberry as our base goes, and from there we tried raspberry, and we really just thought the two flavors would complement each other. The tartness from the raspberries adds a little more to our base goes, so this one is particularly tart in my opinion, which adds to the refreshingness for sure.
Mm.
And how you're talking about exercise, we pretty much like to call this beer working out.
There you go. Drink up. It's good for you, kids.
Wow. It's really refreshing and light, but there's a subtle tartness on the back end. Is this another beer that's out in distribution right now?
Correct, yeah. It just hit the trucks as well. Same with Mexican Lager, kind of on the same boat. Mm. So they should be out here in the week.
Is this a year-round beer or just seasonal?
Seasonal, so get it while you
Ooh,
can.
That's good to know.
3 months. It's only out for 3 months.
You see the Razzleberry, you grab it.
You grab
because
it.
You are going to want this as we get into spring and it starts to warm up. I mean, come on.
Yes.
We've had a couple of 70-degree days. San Diego weather is back. What rain? I don't know what you're talking about. We've got some music to go with this. We'll come back with that next on the Rock and Roll Happy Hour. It's all 94.9. Feeling it tonight, or it could be the, I don't know, what, Ken, we've had a collective of four beers now at this point. It's the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on all 94.9, drinking with our friends tonight from St. Archer. Greg and Don, they brought some really fantastic beers. We just wrapped up the Razzleberry Goes along with the Mexican Lager. We've been drinking some low ABV beers to this point. Good Lord. I'm not
yeah. to the end of the show. We should go back, Jeremy.
I question the ABV on these beers now after hearing you talk. We need to re-alkalize those.
And I got a feeling now that we're going into the IPA territory, especially in the hazy IPA territory, that we are about to jump up significantly.
Slightly, yeah. This is finishing at 6.2% ABV, so slightly on the lower side for IPA style in general, but still gets the job done.
And would you call this a New England style IPA?
I don't know. I would call it just a hazy or juicy IPA. I think that's what they're calling it.
Great. I hate the Patriots.
So your take on a juicy style IPA, it's not as murky as some are?
Yeah, it doesn't look like unfiltered apple cider like some of them do.
Right. So, I mean, how did you approach this beer? Is it filtered at all? Walk me through your progression, because it's interesting to me. Every brewer and every brewery has a different take on how to make this beer.
Oh, definitely. It's still a new style, and I feel like it's like kind of a heavily debated topic, and like you said, everybody's kind of doing it differently. For us, we do a very, very heavy dry hop, double dry hop. So we do one at about day two in the tank, and we do a second dry hop as well, and then for filtration, yeah, we do run it through a centrifuge, so it's not going to have that boogery, murky look.
Boogery!
It still has a certain haze to it. Is that just protein suspended in the beer that don't get filtered out?
Yeah, when we are filtering it through the centrifuge, we're just trying to get the yeast out of it. We're not really worried about getting all the protein out of it, and yeah, it's just the double dry hop and a very, very heavy amount to create that haze for us.
You put many hops in the boil on this one?
We don't.
But it still has a substantial mouthfeel to it with a lot of hop floral characteristics, but in just the slightest bit of bitterness going the back end. Yep. I really like this. This is kind of a day drinking beer as well. Of course, you might get there a little quicker this way, but man.
Dude, I left my cell phone on and Siri's talking to me about espresso places in New England that I can go to. Sorry.
It's amazing what your phone will find. There's something that's coming up in your tasting room here just around the corner that I want to talk about next. We'll get to that. But I want to play this first. It's the Rock and Roll Happy Hour, Alt 94.9. Oh, Ken, you have no idea. I managed to sneak a sip of this next beer.
Yeah?
This I definitely put under Mad Scientist, amazing, blow your mind kind of beer.
Oh.
It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour, Alt 94.9. It's Jeremy, along with our San Diego indie beer evangelist, Ken Wright. And St. Archer, we've got R&D man, Greg, which perfectly floats into this next beer. And Don, Sean, Mr. Marketing, can you market a beer like this, or is this just something you put out there? And
this is what we put out there. As long as you guys come into the tasting room, and if enough people buy it, we'll bring it to market.
I would love to see this in bottles because this presents so well. I guess now I should actually let Greg talk about what this beer is. What did you make? What is this?
All right. So the style of beer is a sour IPA with raspberries and coffee, and it's clocking in at 5.9% ABV.
Dude, so it's less than the beer we just had, but it's like tripled in the nose and the flavor and the roundness. I would have thought that this having more body had more alcohol than the hazy IPA.
Totally. So it's kind of a weird process that I decided to do on this one. It's actually two separate recipes completely combined into one. So how we were talking about Razzleberry Goes, I pretty much brewed Razzleberry Goes with just raspberries, and then I did a hazy IPA on top of it with a ton of wheat.
Really?
So that's where you're getting that body from.
Wait, there's wheat in here?
No, he said wheat, jackass.
So it's two separate beers. So I make a very tart version and then a hazy IPA. So I get the body from the hazy with all the wheat, and then I also get the sourness from the Goes and the raspberries.
Wow, I'm just blown away by the complexity of this beer. It's like every sip I'm getting something else, and as it warms up on the back of my tongue as it's going down, it's like there's different flavors that are being presented to my palate. This is like a multi-layered, really expensive ass wine.
Oh my god.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm talking about right there. That face.
Whoa.
It's unclassifiable. To call it a sour IPA is doing this beer a grave injustice.
Yeah, I would not even affix IPA to the name. Mm-hmm.
But what else do you call it? There's hops, there's tartness, there's coffee.
There's dessert.
No. We have a marketing guy right here. What do we call it, Don?
Call it delicious.
Delicious. This is that scene from Charlie and the Chocolate Factory where you have, it's like, oh, it's turkey dinner. Oh, mashed potatoes. Here's the turkey. Oh, blueberry pie.
Was that the Gobstopper? You're talking about the lickable wallpaper.
I don't know. I was so high when I watched that movie. I don't really remember.
We're going to take a break when we come back. We're gonna dive deep into something with a wax top, which means we're going barrel aged, we're going big ABV, and we're going to sleep underneath this console for the next 3 hours. Spiraling out of control at this point, and I got a feeling it's not gonna get any better as we get into our last beer tonight.
It's gonna get better.
It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. It's Jeremy with me as always, our San Diego indie beer evangelist, Ken Wright. You look just as rosy cheeked as I do, so don't even start.
Yeah, I look almost as rosy as this beer I'm still sipping on.
That was the two beers ago, wasn't it? No, that was the last beer.
I don't want this journey to end,
the
man.
The beer that you're going to drink next looks like this. Yes.
Heart of Darkness.
So tonight we're drinking beers with our friends from St. Archer. We've got the R&D man, Greg. We've got the marketing man, Don. And we've already plowed through their Sour IPA, which was one of Greg's brainchilds. And mm-hmm. God...
We've got to come up with a different name for that. Sour IPA does not do it justice.
I don't know. Orgasm in a Glass was taken. The Hazy IPA before that. And then the Raspberry Ghost and the Mexican Lager. Two brand new beers, which you should definitely check around the bottle shops near you, because that is rolling out and you're going to want that. These warmer days. Oh, Ken, that's a strong pour. That is a strong pour.
Heavy hand right now.
Clumsy me.
So the last beer, I can already tell, you've saved a big one for us. What are we drinking?
We are drinking Coconut Stout from Tuscan Grain, which is our barrel age program.
So. Oh, yeah, we know this one. It's awesome.
Yeah, this is a beer that we've actually had a couple of different versions of over the last couple of years, because I know you guys have a anniversary that's coming up around the corner. It's the 6th anniversary on, when was it?
May 18th.
And last year, I know you guys did a complete party that you didn't have to RSVP for, you didn't have to buy tickets for, you just came to the brewery and hung out. Is it going to be that same deal this year?
Yeah, we're doing the same setup, so we're going to have a couple live bands in our parking lot.
We're closing off our parking lot. We're going to have a couple bands of stage. We're going to have a kids area. Bring your kids. Bring the family.
Wait, it's family friendly? Oh, baby.
Last year we had White Buffalo. We're going to have a big band this year. Actually, somebody proposed during the White Buffalo set.
No way.
Wow.
Somebody got engaged.
So any hints on who you're going to have playing?
Well, that's a tight, closed-lip secret.
Stop it. Get him another pour of that beer. We're going to pry that in by the end of the show. It's beers like this that I imagine you're going to be tapping for your 6th anniversary. These yeah. are These are special beers. You'll have you know, all kinds of fun things like that. And this, I don't even think we got into what this is. I got so distracted talking about their anniversary. This is the Tuscan Grain Coconut Stout Bourbon Barrel Aged.
Yes, sir.
I think this is a third iteration right now.
Who's counting?
Yeah. Who's counting? It's 12%. Straight up. There's so many good notes in this beer that it's hard to describe because, one, it's not a bourbon bomb. There's so many bourbon barrel aged stouts that just that you feel like you're licking the inside of a bourbon barrel. If you want to lick the inside of a bourbon barrel, that's great.
There's nothing wrong with that.
But if you want balance, this beer right here,
it's not overly boozy. You can taste the coconut.
Well, you're getting the coconut. You're getting vanilla notes. You're getting that warm, sweet roastiness of the malt.
Oh, I'm feeling warm and sweet right now.
Can I change seats with somebody?
Ken, seriously? You're drunk. Go home. Thank you guys for bringing the beer tonight. Amazing, amazing stuff. You're awesome. Thank you. Have a great weekend, and we'll see you. When is it? Sixth anniversary?
December, May 18th. I'll see everybody out there.
I'm going to be there. We'll just have the kid wrangling pin. I'll throw mine in there and just watch him explode.
Count me in!
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.